Welcome to another inspirational podcast teaching by David Crank, Senior Pastor of Faith Church. We will connect, families grow, lives change.
We will connect, families grow, lives change. We have a special, special sermon today. We're actually bringing you to our house where Nicole and I are going to answer those questions that you guys ask all the time. Like, what do you guys eat? How do you eat? How do you make green smoothies? Oh man, it's expensive. It's nasty. Oh, all the questions people ask. And I always like to start with just a quick little story. And here's the deal. When I was just a little boy growing up, my dad taught me nothing about health and nutrition. I mean, we didn't know anything about it. We ate just white bread, bad food, drive-through McDonald's. And as a result, my dad died at 56 years old. I mean, that's way too young, right? Of cancer. And I watched so many of our family members die early. And the Bible says, I've satisfied your mouth with good things so that your youth could be renewed like the eagle. So right. Nicole knows a lot about this. And so today we're actually going to just tell you, not that we know everything, but the stuff that we know to help empower you to feel better, look better, and enjoy your life.
Yeah, the Bible says that we are the temple of the Holy Spirit. So our body, we're a three-part being. We are a spirit. That's why we go to church. We to have our spirit connect with God. We have a soul, which are our mind, our will, our emotions, and we have a body. And our body, actually, the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God, it dwells within us. So God cares about where he hangs his hat. Mm-hmm. You know, if we like a nice house, God wants to live somewhere nice. He wants us to take care of ourselves. He created us with a lot of thought and very special, very unique. You're actually a masterpiece. So God also, he doesn't want us to go through life sick, hurting, not feeling good, lethargic. I mean, how many of you, I want more energy. I just want to feel better. You know, and so it has so much to do with what we put in our body. If you put sugar in a gas tank, car's not going to run.
Well. Nope.
But if we put sugar in our body, we think everything's going to be all right. So we actually need to eat the fuel that God gave us to get our engine running right. And sometimes people might think it's expensive.
You know, one of the things that I think we do is make excuses, because what is expensive? That's a relative term. I mean, what is it? $40 billion a year annually on just pain medication. Just talk about Advil, Aleve, aspirin, Tylenol, extra strength Tylenol, not to mention all the other aspects that we go on. So actually, I want to read a second from Genesis 1, verse 30, and it says, to all the animals of the earth and to every bird of the air and everything that creeps on the ground, to everything in which there was breath and life, I have given every green plant for food. Now, first of all, I want to say that we're not vegetarians. I'm a meatitarian, very much meatitarian. But the way I think we should do, the way we do it, is we just balance it out, right? We don't just go all veggies. We balance the fact that we do eat out and we do things that are stupid.
Right.
So at least we can try to make things better by putting in what the Bible said to do, which is the green stuff.
Right. And you know, we're not nutritionists, we're not dietitians, we don't have a PhD in human physiology or biology, but we do know, we do read, we do study, and we do endeavor to try and take care of everybody, try and live long, run our race. God wants us to run our race, the entire race, to finish our course. And if we want to finish well, if we want to live long and strong on the earth all of our days, we have to do what the Bible says to take care of our bodies to do that. It doesn't mean we don't eat Taco Bell.
Right.
I mean, last night on the way home from work, it was 9 o'clock at night, Ashton and I drove through Taco Bell. So how do you balance out the scale? It's not what you do every once in a while that kills you, it's what you do every day.
Right.
So if we can put an everyday piece in our diet, then it's that once in a while stuff, it kind of washes it out.
Okay, so people are probably asking, okay, oh my gosh, how are you gonna eat all that at one time? And when we go to the store, they're like, look at the piles, because of our life at the church, and going back and forth from Florida to St. Louis, we can't eat all this at one time. But what do you do, Nicole?
Well, and also, it takes a long time. If you wanted to do this every single day, it would take forever.
Mm-hmm.
So what we do is about once every 2 months, on a Sunday afternoon after church, we come home, drive through Whole Foods, grab our stuff, come home, take an hour or two and get everything ready, and it'll last us a couple months. Hey, do you mind giving me a couple of those freezer bags? So we go to the grocery store. What do we buy? That's what people ask us on blogs and on Instagram and everything all the time. This is Swiss chard. There's Swiss chard, rainbow chard. You can buy either one of those. These are dandelion greens. It's stuff that grows in your yard. You're welcome to go pick it if you want, but it's going to be covered in pesticide. And what does your dog look like anyway? This is parsley. We also have cilantro, avocado. This is bok choy. He's a mini bok choy. They make big ones. This is collard greens. This is mustard greens. They didn't have any organic cucumbers today, but you can put those in there. You can put zucchini in there. One time you put a special green thing.
Yeah, I kind of messed up. You know, what we do is we don't have a specific like remedy or, and she'll show you in a minute, we freeze all this stuff. So I just go in and we were running a little low. And I also, we were at our house and in Florida, and I saw there was pickles, like three or four of them. I thought, you know, I need to clean this refrigerator out. So I took the pickles, dumped the pickles in there. I think, oh, it's green, it's fine, right? Well, then our daughter, because she's 10, she didn't have no choice. I'm like, you're going to drink that. Wrong move.
It's like having pickle-flavored ice cream. It should be flashing real big on the bottom of the screen right now. Do not try this at home.
Well, it's like I said. I mean, I didn't know anything. Obviously, I'm sure everybody's laughing at me right now, but my dad never taught me anything. And your parents may have never shared with you principles. I mean, you grew up poor and I grew up poor, but the difference was your parents grew up poor and they lived at one location and your mom was always out gardening, right?
Yeah.
So we grew up poor and it meant, hey, let's eat the cheapest food that we possibly can, which actually increased our size. It never really fed us real food.
Right.
And now we're learning more and more that these are the actual nutrients that fight cancer, that gets rid of arthritis, everything that maybe you're going through right now. One, with the help of God, he's going to help you.
Yes.
But sometimes, like in the words of Jerry Maguire, God's probably saying, won't you help me? And this stuff right here, you might never have seen this before at church, but this is what we want to do, is to help you get better. And this is how you're going to do
it. And the Bible says, my people perish for a lack of knowledge. So what do we do to combat the stuff? Well, we go to the store and we buy the greens. You can also buy the stuff frozen because, you know, it's done. It's already chopped up. And you don't have to chop this stuff up little. You just chop it up a little bit because that blender is going to do the work.
Mm-hmm.
So we also get kale and spinach and some fruit. And so you grab a bag. You grab a bag. And then once you chop it all up, you just take, you know, hey, here's a little bit of collard greens. Here's a little bit of dandelions. Here's a little bit of Swiss chards. I spent all of that money getting them out of the yard. A little bit of mustard greens, a little bit of cilantro, a little bit of parsley, a little bit of avocado. Let's take some bok choy. You can slice it up or just grab it like that. Would you put a little bit of kale in there?
So for us, organic's a big deal if you can afford it at all. And the reason why is because they spray it with pesticides, right?
And it turns to estrogen in the body, causes cancer.
Mm-hmm. Same reason why we don't allow our daughter to drive through and get a chicken nugget is because you can't grow a full-grown, huge chicken in a week, but they keep injecting the chickens and growing them as quick as they can for the profitability, and now we eat it, right? You are what you eat. So now these little kids come up to us all the time, and it's so sad. Hey, my son's 5 years old. He needs to go in because he grew this tumor. My daughter's 9. She's got this tumor. And you can't help but think that maybe it's the stuff that we're eating that's same hormones that they're shooting the chicken with, it's going through our body, getting into our blood cells. So if you can, get the organic stuff.
Right. So, and this has lots of vitamins in it, lots of minerals in it. Add some fruit. Now, the more fruit you add at the beginning to get used to the flavor, the more you're going to like it. A secret for us is bananas. If you want to add about a half a banana per person as you get started, that's really going to add some sweetness. We get a berry blend and we put some berries in it. It's very, very, very good. And then we also get this tropical blend. It's pre-mixed, it's already cut up, it's already frozen.
And the stuff's frozen because to me, it needs to be cold. If this stuff was warm, I just can't handle it. So I like it all frozen and cold.
So you have lots of greens in here. You might have leftover lemon. Cut the lemon up, leave the rind on it. You might have a leftover, this apple is kind of sad and kind of, you know, starting to wilt just the tiniest bit. You know, slice the core out and just take it, boom. All right, now we have some apple in here because apple's good for us. And then you just kind of mix it up a little bit like that. So you just zip it up, you throw it in the freezer, and you pull it out on any day of the week that you need it.
And this is what it looks like. So in the morning when I come down, it's already frozen, it's cold. I just get in here, and we'll show you in a minute. I pour that stuff in there. We'll talk about other things that we put on it. But for me, it needs to be cold. And again, sometimes I've seen people first start out, and it's okay when you first start out to put loads and loads of fruit in it. But be ready because you're going to gain weight because, I mean, one banana is 100 calories, right? So we try to back ourselves down and down and down. In fact, when I get new people come over to our house and they want one, we'll really dress it up for them. But then maybe my friend Mike was over the other day and he had one like we had. And he's like, oh my gosh, if this is the first time I ever drank this, I would never ever do it again. But you get used to it. I mean, you get in that. You develop the taste for coffee. You develop the taste for bad food. So also, too, when you were chopping up this a minute ago, it made me think of something. A lot of us grew up with fake fruit. I mean, we never had real fruit. I mean, we had a fake grapes. I remember them. We'd pull them out of the stem sometimes and then try to shove them back on. It was all a bunch of fake stuff. So having real fruit around, too, people would say it was expensive because it went bad. But hey, the freezer, you can keep stuff for a really long time.
Right. And you know, Ashton, she won't eat anything. You know, the only vegetable she'll eat would be broccoli, and she won't even eat green beans, but she will drink the green smoothies. Again, we started them a little sweeter, and actually, I put more fruit in this one than I generally put in ours, I guess just for fun. But, so you just back that down a little at a time. Start with you going, I don't love it, but I can handle it, and then work your way back, and that'll be more
nutrition. And
here's
the incredible thing about it. Here's the kicker. We don't get sick. I mean, we shake thousands of people's hands every week. This is a church of thousands of people. People, at some point, somebody got the flu, they're really sick, and they're going, we look, will you pray for me? I've just been all puking all day. And you pray for them. Of course, we put some, you know, some cleaner on our hands and use wisdom, try not to touch our eyes. But the fact is, we don't get the flu.
No.
We don't come, we just keep going, performing strong. Because again,
good fuel.
And what would Jesus eat?
He eats the Mediterranean diet, which is green leafy vegetables. It's all of the things that it's too much trouble to cook every night. You're going to say, I can't have green vegetables, leafy vegetables every day because they wilt in my refrigerator. I waste a lot of money. There's no waste in this. You put it in the freezer, it will stay as long as you need it. And then we get the fuel that we need to live long and live strong. So why don't we show them the powder packs that we put in there?
You bet.
So let's get this stuff out of the way. And we will start talking about powder packs. So we put all this powdered goodness into all of our smoothies as well. We've got chia seed powder. Chia seeds are great for you. Hemp seeds are
wonderful.
Write
this down.
Diatomaceous earth is great. It's a great deworming. It takes parasites out. We don't use this every single day, and you only need a little bitty bit of it. Maca is another superfood. We do Camu Camu powder.
Wheatgrass, it is a huge cancer killer, and I put loads of that in there. Here's my other favorite thing, though, is brewer's powder. Dr. Mike Fasella has the huge head of hair, right? If you go to the St. Louis location, you know this. Huge head of black hair. I'm like, what in
thick,
the
nice.
World?
Thick, nice. Well, he's got like $300,000 worth of hair on
his
head.
He's like, man, bada bing, bada boom, it's brewer's juice, man. You got to use brewer's juice. So I put this in there every day, and it's working Jim Dandy.
And then we have some psyllium husk powder because it's great fiber. And you might be thinking, wow, that is a lot of stuff. You don't have to put all of this in your smoothie. Dr. Mike doesn't put all of this in his smoothie. But we think, you know, if a little's good, a lot's better. And when we do it all at one time. So we just go ahead and put it in. So we take like a teaspoon and we go ahead and we just scoop 1 teaspoon of like each of the things out. So we got our chia seed, we've got our, can you open that up for me?
Yep.
We got our hemp, and it's fiber, it's good for your body, it's superfoods, it's vitamins, it's minerals, it's the things your body needs.
And you know, the deal is I think everybody here today at church, or whether you're watching at church, or you're watching on television, you're watching on the internet years from now, the body has a phenomenal ability to heal itself. I mean, all you have to do is cut your hand, right? And you realize if you just keep it clean, it heals itself. Mm-hmm. So if you heal from the outside, think about the internal organs that are healing on the inside of you. I want to read this scripture right now, 1 Corinthians 6:19. Go there with me. It says, do you not know that your body is the temple, the very sanctuary of the Holy Spirit, who lives within you, whom you received as a gift from God? You are not your own. One of the reasons why we eat healthy and why we do what we do and here at church preach these practical things is because you have a call. There's a big plan that God has for you. It's huge. It's bigger than you thought. And you're the apple of God's eye. He's got you in the palm of his hand. He wants to take you and do extraordinary things. But then you get depressed. You get upset and you start doing the thing that I've done a million and one times, comfort foods. I mean, how many times have I walked into this refrigerator right here and be depressed, and you get out the ice cream, right? And then you get tired of walking back and forth. So then I end up having the whole half a gallon, say, forget it. I don't want all the exercise. So I stick my whole hand inside there and I've got it all up on my sleeve. And then when I'm done, I go, man, I feel horrible about me. I lost control. I'm out of control. But also more than that, just the things that it does to, and spikes your sugar. And then you got that real high for a minute, but then you got that real terrible low.
Well, and eating bad, when you feel bad physically, you feel bad emotionally.
Mm-hmm.
When you feel bad emotionally, you start eating bad food.
Exactly.
When you start eating bad food, you start feeling bad physically. When you feel bad physically, you feel bad emotionally. And it's this big vicious circle.
And that's why a minute ago, we keep quoting the scripture, but it's one I want you to memorize. He satisfies my mouth with good things so that my youth is renewed like the eagle.
Yes.
So we believe not only in satisfying our mouth with good things, the nutrients, the green things, the leafy things that God have created, you know, pretty much anything that's a seed, right? Then we also believe in what you say. Let's stop saying, man, I'm just sick. This runs in my family. My dad had cancer. My dad died at 56 years old. old of cancer. It was traumatic. He was my best friend. I hate it. But you know, I was his pilot, right? And after he died, it took me a couple months to go to the airport. And I went out to his seat on the right side where he always sat. And he would always eat the tops because he was addicted to sugar. He would eat the tops out of the hostess cupcakes.
And he would wash it down with a Pepsi.
Mm-hmm. And so underneath the seat of the airplane, as always, because that was my job, he'd eat the tops out, the filling, I guess save calories, chuck the rest under the seat. It was still there months later, and it looked like the day we left it, right? Because of all the additives and the preservatives.
And I know your body can't live on those types of things. You know, people joke around all the time and they say, I need as many preservatives as I can get at my age. But actually, the more grown up we become, because I'm not getting older, I just refuse, but I'll get grown up. The more grown up we become, the more we actually need to feed our body the fuels that it needs to run, because we've done so many things when we were younger, when we were foolish and we didn't know. The Bible says, well, young lions do lack and suffer hunger because we don't know. We do these silly things. We do these silly things to our body. And yeah, now that we're older, we need to take care of it.
Yeah, and the thing is with our kids, I mean, our son's 25, right. Ashton's 11, and they have now the desire to drink and eat this stuff, right? Because they see that it works. Our daughter-in-law, she you know, they're at the house, and I remember one of the days I made the green smoothie, right? She was drinking it, and she's like, man, this is nasty, because remember, there's a way to do it good, and there's a way to do it hardcore. I did hardcore, and she said, this is nasty. And I said, listen, Morgan, that's not nasty. Chemo's nasty.
Right.
Radiation,
right,
is nasty.
Yeah.
So we're going to pay, but we either pay now or we pay later. And
right,
I often say that life, you know, people think it's like, you know, Diet Coke to me seems like the balance for pizza. It's like, hey, I need a pepperoni pizza and I need a Diet Coke. But those two things together is a recipe for disaster. So,
well, and let's talk about soda for 1 second. So why not drink soda? The carbonation. The phosphorus in the soda leaches the calcium out of your bones. So many older people, they said I fell and broke my hip. But so many times, mm-hmm, the doctors will tell you they actually break their hip so they fall.
Yeah.
It's the brittle bones. All women, osteoporosis, lack of calcium. Well, we drink all these sodas that leach these minerals out of our body. That's so good. Much they dig them out of our bones. And then they're served in aluminum cans. And aluminum, if you study that,
yes,
it's one of the leading causes of
Alzheimer's. And Alzheimer's is really high right now. And oftentimes it's because of all the aluminum stuff.
Right.
Now, I don't want you guys to think we're off the deep end or you have to do all this. We're just sharing with you what we do. You find out in your heart what you want to do. So number one is drink water. Let's all say that together at all campuses. Drink water. One more time. What?
Drink water. Water.
So drink the water. It is free. And so every day when you get up, or I get up, the first thing we do, well, your body's saying, coffee.
Coffee. I think it's sent from heaven.
Yes, it's awesome. So, but first, what do?
I drink 2 big glasses of water. And it's actually one of my goals for the year. Something I set for every day is start with 2 big glasses of water.
And oftentimes we put a little bit of lemon juice in it to do what?
Well, you'd think that lemon juice is an acid, but really lemon juice, once it hits the body, is alkaline. Why is that even important? Cancer thrives in an acid environment. Cancer eats sugar to live and to grow. So if you drink lots of acid coffee, if you drink lots of acid soda, and then you have a bunch of sugar, you are making your body just a breeding ground for cancer cells. If you cut sugar out of your diet, or at least reduce it a lot, and then you drink water instead of those other things, and you add lemon juice, you alkaline your body. Cancer can't grow in an alkaline environment.
And my dad, if you think about it, remember I told you a minute ago, he died of cancer. Guess what he was addicted to? Sugar.
With acid out of the Pepsi.
We would go out to eat, and he would say back in the day, was it Ponderosa or something like that? He would always go to the dessert bar first, and then if he had room left,
he would eat
real food. If you wanted to call it real food. But that's what happens. Again, sugar is not our friend. So drink that water.
Right.
Drink a little bit of that lemon juice in there.
Right.
Get this stuff together.
Matter of fact, lemon juice is one of the things we put in our smoothie.
Right.
Why don't we get rid of these powders and get our liquids out and mix this thing up? So this is the part that I do. I do this part once or twice a month. This is the part that he does. He does this every day.
While you're doing your hair, I'm down here doing this. So I get this. So now, looking about like this, then there's really no remedy to this. Now, the green smoothie lady, we got to sell her book at church, but you can also Google her. She has different recipes for all this stuff. Me, I go with my own flow, right? This is apple cider vinegar. I poured not too much because, boy, your family's going to cry.
No.
But just a smidge in there. What's that do for them, Cole?
Apple cider vinegar, it filters out your liver, it filters out your kidneys, it helps alkaline your body. There's a lot of cleanses. You can Google cleanses with apple cider vinegar. It helps stabilize your blood sugar.
Organic lemon juice.
And that, again, alkalines your body. The kefir, it's a probiotic, so you take all the probiotics for stuff, and the kefir also is a source of protein.
A little cranberry juice. You don't go crazy on this because it's a good way to get too many calories.
Calories, but that's great for your urinary tract system.
Phenomenal. Aloe vera juice.
It's great for your joints. It helps for arthritis and different things. Also super good for your digestive system if you have tummy trouble.
Sometimes I just take shots of this as well as Mona V. We get this just online or
we get it on eBay because we don't sell it, but we without it, and we like life with it
better. And we like the active blend
because it's got glucosamine in it, which is also good for your joints. When you're 20, you don't care. When you're 40, you love it.
Pure organic coconut water,
which has all your electrolytes in it and some minerals, because we don't get a lot of electrolytes because we do reverse osmosis or steam filtered distilled water.
That's correct. And if you want to make it nice and tasty, I throw a little bit of milk in there.
And we use almond milk, so it's lactose free. It also has a lot of protein, a lot of calcium in it.
That's what we do. And then we put organic yogurt in it, which I like to know.
And it's Greek yogurt, so it's got lots of protein, low calorie, and you don't need any flavor or anything because you have flavor in here.
About a scoop. Maybe two.
I don't know. He does this part every day. I don't watch.
Yeah.
I don't watch.
Then this stuff here is some of the tastiest stuff. You're going to want to just put a straw in here and drink it.
No, it's horrible.
This is cod liver oil. My friend, Ted Brower, he was very sick growing up. He actually had some heart issues in college. They didn't know if he was going to live or not. And just a little bit of this, by the way. And anyway, he found out that the way that he could keep his arteries clear, it's like the way he explained it to me years ago, was slick 50 to the veins. People that try to take aspirin, you know, that's not really your body. It was never produced.
Well, and aspirin is a blood thinner. That's why people take it.
Right. But, you know, the body was never designed. It's not like God put aspirin in your body. But the cod, you'd have to eat like loads and loads of fish to get what you get in cod liver oil.
It's got the vitamin A in it. It keeps your blood thin. It helps fight against Alzheimer's and hardening of the arteries. It helps keep your joints. His wife was having spinal stenosis, and so she started using cod liver oil. A lot of our grown-ups in our crowd might say, oh, I had to take that as a kid. It is nasty. The beauty of putting in the green smoothie is you don't taste it.
You never taste it if you don't put too much of it in there. Now, also, I, a lot of times, will take a little bit of this, put it in a shot glass, and then chase it down with this at the same time, just because, man, I want to keep that slick 50 running. And these are the powders that Nicole told you about a while ago. She puts all those together. So really, it's not like, man, it takes a lot of time. It just takes me about 2 or 3 minutes to put all this together. And then I take water, pour it in there on top of all that stuff.
And the water's really important because we froze it. We used our frozen batch. So if you try and put the frozen stuff straight in the blender, it won't blend up. It needs some life.
Here she blows, baby. Cover your ears. Okay.
I'll get some glasses.
Okay, so notice right now it's not really green, green, green because we want the crew to have some. We don't want to scare them off. Really what happened was I poured a lot of Mona V in there because it was the last. And you know me, just like the pickles, if there's a little bit in there,
mercy,
throw them in there. Be glad.
No pickles.
We did not have pickles. Ashton thinks it's more fun with the pink straw. Generally give her and Mama pink straw. I have a confession to make too. Some of you heard my story about the time that I went into PDQ there in Florida. It's a great restaurant, by the way. They don't even own a freezer, but
right,
the stuff is fried, most of it. But I would steal their straws. I would take like 10 or 20, but God dealt
with
me about it.
You're not recommending this.
No, just spend the money because you feel horrible about it.
Buy the straws.
So bottom line is this. This stuff here, now, this junk will cake on here real quick. So what I do is I'll take, and if I got some left over, I'll put it in some kind of other cup, put in the refrigerator. So say we overbid the job, right? I'll clean this up because it's too hard to clean immediately. Mm-hmm. Put it back on the shelf. Then this one cup is left over and I might pour that in tomorrow or some days. We make it a goal, believe it or not. We like two of these a day.
Couple a day. And also they say when you take the green smoothie, you should also kind of chew just a little bit. You know why you do that? It creates your saliva. Your saliva has digestive properties in it, all the right enzymes to break it all down. So, you know, chew your imaginary ground up food because that's what you would do if you're eating it.
Okay, so everybody in here that's over 40, raise your hand if you're over 40. Come on, look around. You're over 40.
He made me admit this on film.
If you're over 40, you're going to realize there's things in your body you didn't even know you had that hurt. Like, what in the world is going on? And one of the reasons people like coffee, older people that are over 40, how many of y'all are just over? Well, no.
No.
Okay, so we're not over. So They like it because it makes things move. It pushes things to the body right away. This is way quicker even than coffee. This will keep things moving for you and keep you healthy, because we talk to people all the time. You know, some of you are old enough to remember Elvis. Remember that? Hunka Hunka Burning Love. There were stories, and I don't know if they're true or not, about his colon and how it's packed up with these drugs. It's a lot of people are on medication, and they're all bound up. What comes in the body must go out of the body. Mm-hmm. And these natural healing properties, these enzymes, these antioxidants, mm-hmm. they produce health in you. Remember we said a while ago that if you cut your finger, it heals back up. God has the ability to push cancer back right. out of your body in a big way. And this stuff really, really helps.
Well, and you were talking about coffee a second ago. This is the one thing in the world that makes me feel like I'm drinking a cup of coffee without having coffee to stain my teeth, without having coffee with all of the acid, without having coffee and getting the jitters. This makes me feel like coffee, so my body reacts to it like, it's a party.
And what about this? When you get used to drinking this all the time, if we ever have to go out of town for a few days, most of our life consists now of St. Louis, Palm Beach Church, St. Louis Church, Palm Beach Church. There'll be 2 days without this, and it's like, oh my gosh.
Well, and if we miss a few days, if we take vacation or something, we eat junk food, I come back, the first 2 days I'm on green smoothies, my skin will break out because your body actually detoxes. There's enough in here to detox your body, and all of the bad junk gets pushed out. So if you try this and you're like, oh my gosh, it made my skin break out. It didn't. All the toxins that were in your body.
Pushing out.
Right.
You know, a friend of mine that just recent over the last year, he had acid reflux like crazy. Mm-hmm. He actually had some kind of prescription, I don't know what it is, but he had a prescription for acid reflux. And I got him on green smoothies. Mm-hmm. I told him about it. He travels for a living full time, and so now he has a little bullet that he travels with. And he can't obviously take all the frozen stuff, but he does a simulated situation, I guess, with the powders. And he told me since he's been doing this that he said, hey, see that little drug? I don't take it anymore. Right. I talked to him the other day for lunch, and he goes, the flu season? I always got the flu. He said, I can't even remember when I didn't get the flu. He said, living in the house with my family, they won't do green smoothies. He said, everybody, all my kids got sick. My wife got sick. Everybody was sick. Guess who didn't get sick? He said, I didn't get sick because of the healing properties of this right here. Then I want to share the scripture. It says, beloved, I wish above all things that you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. The reason why you come to Faith Church is you get information that gives you power, so you don't have to continue to take those drugs. Mm-hmm. It's not a lack of some kind of drug that the pharmaceutical company is going to give you that was the will or the plan of God for your life. So you're getting information today to get rid of all that sickness and disease.
Well, and that's this isn't medicine. This is fuel so you don't get sick. So it's so you don't have to take medicine. It's like the out. It's the pass go. Don't have to pay $200. Go without medicine in your life. Go with energy. Go with life. Go with vitality. And in the Bible, it says that God wants us to live a Zoe kind of life, which is the God kind of life. And God does not get the flu. God doesn't get a cold. He lives up in heaven all of his life, and he doesn't even own ibuprofen.
The Bible says, beloved, I wish above all things that you prosper and be in health. All campuses, even at home, let's say that. Be in health. You got to be in health. And again, if you're taking prescription drugs, that's great. Thank God for doctors. The Bible said in the last days, knowledge shall increase. Right. One of the ways that we live healthier, holistic lives is through doctors, medicines, surgeries. Thank God for all that. Mm-hmm. But if you can maybe actually start doing this and back that down so you live a longer, fuller, richer life, that's what we want for you. We have nothing to sell here. This stuff you go to the store and get, but just living a healthier lifestyle.
And God wrote an entire book of the Bible in Leviticus on the things that we should eat. And what's funny is the first time you read the book, first of all, it's really, really kind of one of the boring books of the Bible, almost as bad as Numbers where they count everything. And two, it's like, this is so old, this can't possibly be relevant. But the crazy thing is the more you read the book of Leviticus and then you read like the most recent medical journals, this stuff all is in line. It all makes
sense.
And
these people were living hundreds of years. You know what? Methuselah, they're saying like 900 and some odd years old. How could that be?
Noah lived 600 years. All these guys live hundreds of years.
Right. So this gives you life and vitality. Now, as we bring it to a close today at all campuses and watching on television, number one, our confidence is not in this stuff. It is in God. And God's going to heal you. He's going to bring life and vitality to you. It's kind of cool. Studies has proven now more than ever that a lot of the younger people coming up, they're eating this way. Yeah. You're seeing organic, holistic health food stuff. Right. Hey, are there alternate medicines? The young people got a hold of this. And somehow, maybe a lot of us has just totally been taken advantage of by the pharmaceutical companies selling us drugs to try to make our life whatever. I want us not to do that anymore. And I want to pray that God helps you. Right. But I also want you to do what you can to help God help you. So our hope is that you prosper and be in health. The Bible says you're fearfully and wonderfully made. I mean, you cut yourself and you heal up. If this was a pair of gloves, I would have had to throw them away by now because I've damaged them. You know, you've done that as well. God's going to heal you from the inside out, but you got to help God help you. Mm-hmm. I want Pastor Nicole to pray for you at all the campuses today and expect God to do the miraculous. Yes. And then take this information that gives you power. Listen to it over and over. If you're watching on television, TiVo it, rewind it, get the DVD. We want to help you get better. First of all, though, we want to pray for you. Nicole, will you pray?
Father God, we just come to you in the name of Jesus. God, the information we just got, help us to have supernatural recall. As we walk through the grocery stores, we go grocery shopping, as we start meal planning, have things come to our mind. Holy Spirit, bring it to our remembrance. God, give us a desire in our hearts. You give us our heart's desires. Help us to have a desire, God, to eat healthy, a desire to eat how you created us, God, so we can live out the plans that you have for us, God. You thought about us from before our mother's womb, and you created us to live whole. You created us to live healthy. You created us to live blessed. You created us to live prosperous in every area of our life. God, we receive this today, God, and we walk in it in obedience, God, to your word so that we can live long and strong all of our days. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
For more information about Pastor David's teaching and ministry, visit davidcrank.com. People
connect, families grow.